With a stumbling jobs market, one college will pay companies to hire their graduates.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. As Washington gets back to work after a long Labor Day holiday, the nation's employment picture is getting a lot of focus. President Obama on Thursday will give a speech before Congress outlining his proposals to create more jobs. Meanwhile, a college in Southern California is announcing its own stimulus plan of sorts, offering to pay employers up to $2,000 to hire its graduates. Marketplace's Amy Scott is with us live from the Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Steve.
How is this program going to work?
Well, it's run by the University of Antelope Valley, which is a private for-profit college in Lancaster, California, just north of Los Angeles. And the school is offering a subsidy, basically, to local companies to hire its graduates, as you said, up to $2,000 of the first month's salary. Mm-hmm. It's also offering to pre-screen candidates, you know, narrow down resumes, do background checks to make the hiring process easier. And the idea is that a lot of companies these days are reluctant to hire in this, you know, shaky economy, and this might help nudge them off the fence.
This is, it seems to me anyway, an unusual strategy for a college, eh?
That's right. I talked earlier with Jeff Stroll at the Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce, and he said he hadn't heard of anything quite like this, but he's skeptical. He says hiring people is expensive. You know, there's the cost of posting an ad, interviewing people, maybe some of them don't work out.
$2,000 is probably enough to make an employer take a second look, but in the end, I bet they're going to be more interested in what these students have learned and how it might align with what their needs are.
I talked earlier with the founders of this college, and they say they're working with small companies that really need these workers and could use the money. As you know, for-profit colleges have gotten a lot of criticism for not adequately training workers for good-paying jobs. And in fact, this school needs to place a certain percentage of graduates to keep its accreditation, and that's been hard lately. So this is not just about helping students or even the economy. Obviously, if this university can improve its job placement rates, it's good for business, too.
Good for business. All right. Marketplace's Amy Scott reporting live for us from Baltimore. Amy, thanks.
You're welcome.
All this week, Marketplace continues coverage of The Breakdown, Our Economy One Step at a Time, with a special look at jobs and getting America back to work. Let's do the numbers. Well, markets are down right now big time, anywhere from 1.5% to 2.5%. The S&P down just over 2%. The Dow down 2% right now, 230 points at just above 11,000, 11,009 to be precise. Markets in Europe were mostly down today as well. We got news today that the U.S. services sector, which is 90% of the workforce, expanded more than expected in August, but markets still down. The power is still out to tens of thousands of homes in the southeast, at least 160,000 in Alabama, after what was once Tropical Storm Lee continues to inundate much of the eastern section of the nation with rain, wind, and even some small tornadoes. Farther west, fierce wildfires are causing big problems in drought-plagued central Texas. The fires have destroyed at least 100,000 acres and more than 1,000 homes.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. By MassMutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information at massmutual.com. And by the United Methodist Church, offering an opportunity for listeners to join others to reclaim September 11th as a day of hope at rethinkchurch.org.
Well, the 10th anniversary of 9/11 is this Sunday, and all this week we're taking stock of economic consequences of those horrific terrorist attacks. Today, business travel. Now, you might think that 9/11 did major damage to the market, but turns out the attacks actually forced changes that made travel cheaper for business flyers. From Washington, here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Of all the places to be on the morning of September 11th, 2001, Salman Sredny was on a plane. He was flying from Florida to Chicago on business for the online trading firm TradeStation, where he's now CEO. Sredny overheard the guy across the aisle talking on one of those seatback phones. He asked him what was going on.
And he told me that the White House was on fire, the Pentagon was on fire, and the Twin Towers in New York were on fire. And I said, come on, that can't be for real.
10 years later, Sredny still flies a lot, but his employees do not. TradeStation used to bring its workers to its Florida headquarters 4 times a year. Now company-wide meetings are done by video conference, weekly ones too. Sredny gives me a quick demonstration with an assistant.
Did you get that package I sent you on FedEx?
Yes, I did.
TradeStation saves more than $1 million a year on travel by video conferencing. Sredny says the company would be doing business this way even if 9/11 hadn't happened, but he says the attacks sped up the process. 9/11 also brought about another big change for businesses. It made business travel cheaper. The disaster happened just as online travel bookings were taking off. Sites like Expedia created more price competition among airlines, and 9/11 scared people away from flying. Christopher Elliott is a travel blogger. He says 9/11 finally gave business travelers, who were used to paying top dollar, buying power.
Demand dropped off a cliff, and the few business travelers that remained were in a unique position where they could negotiate.
Sredny says there's something 9/11 didn't change, the need for FaceTime. His company was recently acquired by a Japanese firm. He's headed to Asia by air to do a little grip and grin with his new partners. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
For more on the economic legacy of 9/11, check out our website, marketplace.org. Finally, a Nepal airliner from Kathmandu to Bangkok wasn't evacuated and towed back to the hangar because of a bomb threat or thunderstorm, even mechanical problems. Officials say a flight attendant spotted a mouse in the pantry as passengers were boarding. The mouse hasn't been found yet, and the airliner is still on the ground. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
These days, pretty much everyone is talking about this.
I have a lot of friends that have fallen into unemployment.
Actually, I don't think we've seen any decent job growth.
Everybody is pretty much telling the same thing. Not hiring, try back later.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. A special look at jobs and getting America back to work on our breakdown coverage next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.